Before we get to the first interview with Una Rams, I just want to remind the listeners that Una Rams will be onsetting this East Christians via voice notes on WhatsApp. So I just want to apologize to the sound quality. Let's get to the first interview of the show. Right now, we're going to kick off with the first interview of the show. We have Una Rams on the studio. Una Rams, his first met musical instrument, such as piano and the drums, touring his adolescent years, opening up new possibilities where he could express himself through music. Una Rams grew up to become a new age South African artist with a combination of skills such as rapping, singing, and production. Una Rams is also one of the first Gen Z musicians from South Africa to have his music played on Apple Music, backed by radio platforms, Beats One Radio, Bold in How He Moves, even Bold in How He Moves. And also Una Rams makes music that details the experience of the Born Free Youth. Yo, Una Rams, welcome to the show. Can you please tell us more about yourself and your music?
My birth name is Unarine Rambani, and that's where I get my stage name from, Una Rams. I'm the fourth born of six kids back home. It's been a, dope experience growing up, I guess. but yeah, I'm also a sonic artist. Yeah, or musician, if you must.
Being born in a Christian family, what are the challenges you faced being an artist?
I think I face, you know, challenges even a non-Christian artist would face. Really? But yeah, there's just so much that requires you to kind of look inward and practice your faith again. So there's a lot of challenging situations. For instance, when things aren't really going the way you want them to. And yeah, when you're not able to kind of track the progress or see progress the way you want it to be, it really calls for you to then, you know, buckle up again and still have faith and believe that things will work out. So that's one challenge.
Being a student and academically smart, I guess, why did you choose studying computer science?
I've always just been super into tech and computers and space and science. So I knew I wanted to make an impact one way or another. I have yet to find exactly how I'm going to do that in the world of or realm of software, but I do believe that's where the future is headed. And yeah, we're seeing so many applications being deployed and developed that are changing how we interact with each other and life as we know it, I guess.
So you were in the top 30 academic achievers. Can you please tell us, how did you balance education and the music?
At that point in my matric, I mean, I'd make music every other free moment I'd get. And I was also like very heavily still a dancer at that point. But for that year, I decided to put my priorities straight, and I knew I wanted to get a bursary. I knew I wanted to go study at, you know, a prestigious institution within our country. So I just told myself to put everything into it. I was going to school to study 7 days a week, and getting help from some of my peers and classmates. Yeah, I think something about balance is realizing or knowing when you need to put a bit more effort into something. And that moment definitely required me to put a bit more time and effort into school outside of other things. And in my free time, I'd go ahead and do that.
Who inspired you to become an artist?
That definitely has to be my older brothers. From a young age, I got to see them, like, you know, write songs and, you know, record on cassette tapes. My eldest brother even tried for Idols. Got a golden ticket, just didn't make it the whole way through, unfortunately. But yeah, they've played a huge part in me getting involved with music and falling in love with it. So big shout outs to them.
What is the vision or mission behind the new project, and when can we expect the project?
The new project essentially tells a love story, or it's a story about, like, you know, meeting someone that makes you feel all those little giddy and pretty feelings, and the journey towards achieving your crush. And that's the title of the project. It's called Crush. And yeah, I think it goes deeper into wanting us to be a bit more vulnerable and just open, you know, with ourselves and with the people we might want to create connections with. Because it's so much better to operate from a place of understanding. And I think that speaks a lot more to what we've seen happen. A lot of things transpire online that are sad and just tragic, and you see cyberbullying and bullying in real life, and those are things we can minimize, if not completely, you know, eradicate, if we operate from a place of kindness and understanding.
So is there any latest visual can we look out for this latest project?
I dropped visuals for a very beautiful song titled Shy. It's on YouTube at the moment and has been doing some rounds on TV as well. So if you could do me a favor and go check that out, leave a comment, like, comment, and subscribe. I said that like on my YouTube channel, but you know, that's the vibe.
So what artist would you really, really want to collaborate with as a dream collaboration, and why?
This is very obvious. It's Drake. I just love how he's, one, managed to capture all our hearts. Like, anything that man drops, I'm going to listen to. So he's somewhat like something like an idol to me. I also love how he's balanced his artistry and the business side of things. And that's something I'm paying close attention to, because it's something I aspire to do for myself, you know, be able to be a full-time artist and live off of that in abundance.
And what message would you want to pass out to children that are listening right now?
My message to you is, you know, look outside, look at the sun and nature and everything that exists, and look within you and realize there's something special there. And you're not going to be in the hospital forever. So I hope you're looking forward to being outside again and playing with your friends. And I'm wishing you a speedy recovery. And yeah, lots of love to you.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
One thing is, everyone should get a chance to go pursue their dream, whatever that could be. And don't be afraid to fail. You know, we all suck at stuff when we start, but you spend enough time at it and it gets good. It gets really good. Yeah, be kind today to yourself first and to everyone around you. Show the people you love that you love them. And have a great one. Peace and love from Una Rams.
Yeah, I want to say thank you, Una Rams, for coming through. Highly appreciated. I wish you more life, more blessings, and all the good stuff. Listeners, you heard it. Una Rams, right here.